Now, Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the word of the Bible.
今天下午我们要从马可福音主耶稣所讲的一句话来进入这个主题。And
this afternoon, we would like to use a passage that Jesus has spoken as our mutual encouragement.
主耶稣跟一个很想要追求神国的人说：“你离神的国不远了。” And
this is when Jesus told somebody who is pursuing heaven that he told him that you are not far from the kingdom of God.
我们现在请翻开马可福音十二章。
Now let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 12.
马可福音十二章，请读32节。
Book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 32.
32节到34节。
Verses 32 through 34. Verse 32. So the scribe said to him, Well said, teacher, you have spoken the truth, for there is one God, and there is no other but he, 33. And to love him with all your heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices, 34. So when Jesus saw that, he answered wisely, he said to him, You are not far from the kingdom of God. And after that, no one dared question him.
那就是这个文士呢，他听到 主耶稣跟其他人在辩论的时候，他来问主耶稣。
And the scribe, after seeing the people reasoning with Jesus Christ, he spoke this.
主耶稣在传福音的时候，这些法利赛人、祭司长们，他们常常要去抓主耶稣画饼。
When Jesus was still preaching, many of the rulers and also Pharisees, they would find fault in whatever Jesus said.
他们抓他的画饼, 目的是要陷害他的, 控告他。
And the reason for this is to find fault in him.
所以一开头的时候, 他们就问说, 可不可以纳税给该撒?
And in the beginning, they would question Jesus, can you pay tax to Caesar?
然后接下去又问说, 那个, 如果一个人, 她嫁了先生，后来死掉，连续七次之后，那复活之后，她到底是属于谁的妻子？
And they continue to ask Jesus, "What if a widow marries seven times, and during resurrection, whose wife is she?"
那他们这些问题，主耶稣都非常有智慧的回答了他们。
But Jesus answered them very wisely.
他顺便都告诉他们。 神国的道理是什么?
And at the same time, Jesus would teach them the words of heaven.
好，那最后这个文士他就来跟主耶稣问了。
So the scribe asked Jesus.
第28节特别说，诫命当中哪一条是第一要紧的呢？
And the scribe asked Jesus Christ, which is the first commandment of all?
主耶稣就回答他。
And Jesus answered him.
最要紧的就是要，他说。 以色列啊，要听主我们的神是独一的主。
And Jesus answered and said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one."
要先确定我们所敬拜的这位神是独一的真神。
And you need to know that the God we worship is unique and only one.
除他之外，没有救主，也没有真神了。
And other than Him, there's no Savior or nobody that can save.
所以神只有一位。
So there's only one God.
这是你的主。
And He is your Lord.
啊，既然这位 独一的神是属于我们的主，他说你就要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力去爱主你的神。
And since He is our only Lord and Savior, so you should love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
所以要知道我们敬拜的神是谁，我们要怎么样对待他。
And so we need to know who we believe and how to treat Him.
然后第31节就说，那其次接下去说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
And in verse 31, Jesus Christ continued and said, And the second like this is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these.
那所以爱神跟爱人如己这两条的诫命就概括了整个律法的总纲了。
And so to love the Lord and to love your neighbors encompasses all the laws.
这也是我们人在地上应该尽的本分。
And this is our duty as human beings on earth.
我们是被神所创造的。
And we are created by God.
所以我们人理应当要敬拜这位创造的主。
And so it is our duty to worship this creator.
那 要敬拜，而且要用要尽心尽力的来敬拜他。
And not only to worship him, we have to love him with all our heart and mind.
那我们要敬拜他，其实要记一个条件，就是要了解神对我们的爱。
So in order to worship him, we need to understand this criteria that which is Jesus Christ love us.
如果了解到神对我们的爱之后
，And if we understand the love of God,
那我们对他的敬拜，接下去就会用爱的方式来回应。
Then the way we worship him would be would have love.
所以我们就会爱神呢。
Then we would naturally love God.
那爱神就会有很多的表现出来了。
And when you love God, you will manifest many things.
那有关于这个程度的部分，他就说要尽全力去爱神。
And how much do we love Him? We need to love Him with everything we have.
这是因为我们先感受到神的爱之后，我们愿意这样子来回报神。
And because we feel the love of God today, that's why we have to repay His love.
然后他说，除了爱神之外，就是要爱人像自己一样。
Other than loving God, we have to love others as ourselves.
这个律法的总纲啊，其实就是本来旧约律法里面的精神，这个就是在讲这两个部分而已。
And the summary of the law encompasses these two things.
主耶稣来是来成全律法。
And Jesus Christ is here to fulfill the law.
他自己来印证神的这个法则是要怎么样实现在我们人间当中的。
And he testified on his own behalf how the law of God manifests in the people.
那主耶稣基督就是来做榜样。
And Jesus Christ is here to set an example.
那我们可以了解神的爱。
So we can understand the love of God.
然后有这个爱之后，我们怎么去爱我们周遭的人。
And when we have this love, how do we use this to love the people around us?
那这个就是天父的旨意。
And this is the word of Heavenly Father.
所以主耶稣他所回答的，其实就这个文士来说，哇，他觉得主耶稣回答真好。
And when Jesus replied to the scribe, he felt that the answer was very good.
因为如果按诫命第一条、第二条这样排下去的时候
，And if we list all the laws,
我们就会发现说，哎，好像这个诫命的 commandment 哦，第一条、第二条这样子，好像有那个次序，有什么是最重要的，什么比较次要的。
So when we list all the commandments, we would think that something is more important than the other.
但是神的话，他的每一句话都很重要啊。
But the word of the Lord is important.
神的话不会多余，不会说讲的那些话是多余的、没有用的。
And he won't say anything that is extra.
所以现在主耶稣把这个神的诫命、律法本身就分成这两个大部分而已。
So Jesus Christ listed the two commandments into two categories.
32节这个文士说啊，他说神是一位，实在是不错。
So after hearing this, the scribe said, God is one.
除他以外，再没有别的神了。
Other than him, there's no other God.
我们要尽心、尽性、尽力地爱他。
So we need to love him with our heart, understanding, and soul.
爱人如己。
And to love one another as ourselves.
这样就比一切燔祭和各样祭物好得多了。
And this is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.
表示说他很了解这些献祭的事情本身。其实重点也是要让我们学习怎么样敬拜神。然后来听从神的话。
So the main point of offering sacrifices is to listen to the word of God.
那借着献祭，其实也是要来实行爱人如己这个概念。
And through offering sacrifices, we are exercising the love to other human beings.
因为当时候他们献祭的时候，看你献什么祭，如果献平安祭，他们有一部分的祭物是要归给神，归给祭司的。
And it depends on what kind of offering you're giving. Let's say a peace offering, you have to give a portion to the high priest.
所以神特别就要求说，你们去献祭的时候，你们要去照顾那些在圣殿里面服侍的那些人。
So when the Lord said that when you offer, you need to take care of the people.
其实献祭本身含包含他们要对人会要有关心这个态度。
So when you offer, you must also at the same time love other people.
所以这个文士啊，他很了解哇，对，主耶稣所讲的对话真的是比献祭更重要。
So the scribe understood that Jesus' words are more important than burnt offerings.
他把主耶稣讲的话再讲了一次。
So he repeated what Jesus Christ said.
然后又加上说，其实献祭本身重点不是这个表面的行为，而是真正那个爱的源。那个动力。
And he added that making offerings is not something superficial.
主耶稣就跟他说，第34节特别说，看到他的回答有智慧，就跟他说，你离神的国不远了。
And that's why Jesus Christ sought and answered him and said, "You answered wisely. You are not far from the kingdom of God."
也就是说，他的这个整个心思啊， 他很在意的是要得到神的国度，他是朝一个正确的方向在前进的。
So he is walking in the right direction. He wants to walk toward the kingdom of God.
我们今天看到这一节，我们如果想想我们自己，我们离神的国度是不是有更近，比这个人更近的呢？
So when we read this verse today, are we closer than this person to the kingdom of God?
我们是不是很肯定的，我们今天进在神的国度里面的？
Are we sure that we are inside the kingdom of God?
主耶稣跟他讲这些说，你离神的国不远了。
So when Jesus said, you are not far from the kingdom of God.
不远是不，对啊，不远是比较近的，还没有进入哦。
But when he said you're not far, that means you're still not in it.
因为当时候文士、法利赛人，他们很多人。看到主耶稣很有能力行神迹讲道理很有权柄，可是他们还不真没有办法真正认识主耶稣是谁。
So when the Pharisees and scribes, they saw what Jesus said was very wise, but they still do not understand who Jesus really is.
所以很多人把主耶稣当作很有能力的先知。
So many people think Jesus Christ as a very powerful prophet.
他可以讲出神的教训。
And he can speak the words of God.
但是这些都还不够。
But this is still not enough.
要能够真正的认识耶稣，
you need to truly understand Jesus Christ，
而且一定要进入耶稣基督里面。
And you must enter into Jesus Christ.
只有借着耶稣基督能够进入神的国度。
Only through Jesus Christ you can enter into the kingdom of God.
所以在这里让我们看到说，一个人如果很注重这个律法，他很了解律法。
So if we know that if a person really understands the laws, the commandments,
我们知道这个文士本身，他其实我们这样看来。他并不是只是用嘴唇的敬拜神而已。
So from here we can see that the scribe not only worshipped the Lord with his mouth only.
当时候很多这个法利赛人，他们很懂律法的人，他们是用嘴巴的敬拜神的。
And many Pharisees, they know the laws of the Lord, but they only worship on their lips.
他们的心远离神了。
But their heart are away from the Lord.
所以马太福音第十五章啊。
And so in Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音第十五章。
Matthew chapter 15.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节到第九节
Verses 7 through 9 Verse 7 Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesize about you, saying, Verse 8 These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Verse 9 And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.
好，这里主耶稣说，如果一个人他用嘴唇的敬拜神，但心去远离神的，他的敬拜是枉然的。
Here says, if a person worship or honor God with his lip, but his heart is far from him, then this worship is in vain.
这样的人叫做假冒为善。
And these people are called hypocrites.
但显然，来问主耶稣这个文士，他并不是这种假冒为善的人。
As we can see, the scribe that spoke to Jesus is not this type of person.
他很了解这些献祭的事情是次要的。
And he understood that offering sacrifices is secondary.
我们人要爱神而爱人。
The important thing is to love Lord and love man.
律法的精神要行出来。
We need to exercise the spirit of the law.
才是真正神对人所要的。
And this is what God wants us to do.
哦，所以你看旧约时代，在弥迦书，我们查考过弥迦书啊。六章八节，我们不知道弟兄姊妹还没有记得这句 经文。
And in the Old Testament, in Micah chapter 6 verse 8, I don't know if you still remember this verse.
我们在聚会的时候都 谈过的。
And we speak of this verse often.
那世人啊，神向你所要的是什么呢？
And it says, what does the Lord require of you?
行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。哦，行公义啊。
To do righteously.
啊，好怜悯。
To have mercy.
然后要存谦卑的心跟神同行。
And to walk humbly with the Lord.
那所以这是神给人的要求。
And this is a requirement of God toward man.
那我们如果看这句话，他们很多在敬拜其他神的人，他们也有可能像这样子哦。
So many people that worship God, they are like this.
他们也认为说他们是很公义，他们是很谦卑的在敬拜他的神。
And they believe they are worshiping God with righteousness and also worship humbly.
但是他可能他的拜的神不是这位创造天地的真神啊。
But this God that they worship may not be the true God.
那现在我们从圣经里面我们知道，神在讲的这些律法本身是要让我们借着这个律法的规范。最后能够真的认识耶稣，进入耶稣里面的。
So through the Bible, we understand that through these laws, God wants us to understand Him.
这是为什么圣经说律法的总纲呢？耶稣基督就是律法的总结，总结就是归到耶稣里面来。
And it says the law of all the
The end of the law.
The end of the law.
Jesus Christ.
It's Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督啊。
It is Jesus Christ.
他就是我们如果进入他，就完成了这个律法的要求。
And if we enter into him, then we have fulfilled the requirement of the law.
因为主耶稣他自己来成全的，他自己献上他自己，把人所不能够完成那些亏欠的部分都把它解决了。
So Jesus Christ offered himself for the things that we are lacking.
所以我们进入耶稣里面，我们就得到了神的义了。
So when we enter into Jesus Christ, we have received His righteousness.
所以今天要得到神的国度，一定要进入耶稣基督里面。
So in order for us to enter into the kingdom of God, we must enter into Jesus Christ.
如果没有借着耶稣这条路，没有人能够到天国那边，到天父那里去的。
And without going through Jesus Christ, no one can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以一个人他如果很热心，或者是就是遵行在律法上面这个规范
，If somebody is following the law strictly.
但是他如果还没有真的认识耶稣，没有进入耶稣里面
，But if this person does not enter into Jesus Christ，
他事实上只是离神的国比较近而已。
And they are only not far from the kingdom of God。
永远也没办法真的进入神的国度里面去的。
But they can never actually enter into the kingdom of God。
这是为什么我们今天说，我们如果认识耶稣以后
，So today, if we know Jesus Christ，
我们才是真的找到那条正路。
And this is where we find the true way。
一个人也才有真的可能进入神的国度。
And this is when a person can really enter the kingdom of God。
这个主耶稣会内住在我们的心里面
，and for of Jesus Christ to dwell in our hearts，
他真的会改变我们的生命
，and he will transform our life。
所以律法其实只是要引人更有可能去认识耶稣。
And the law, the purpose of the law is for somebody to understand Jesus Christ more。
这是神给我们的。给我们一条路线。
And this is the way that God gave us.
最后主耶稣自己来了。
And at the end, Jesus Christ come himself.
人就要真的进入耶稣基督里面，就是要接受主耶稣基督的宝血。
And that's when we really enter into Jesus Christ and enter into his blood.
所以当时候这个文士呢
，So for this scribe,
他其实已经跟主耶稣说，你离神的国不远。
Jesus said, this person is not far from the kingdom of God.
最重要的那一步就是要真的认识耶稣。
But the next step, which is more important, is to know Jesus Christ.
接受耶稣基督就是那位神所预定来的救主。
And to receive Jesus Christ as the Savior that God sent.
他就是主耶稣，他就是神所说的那个代罪的羔羊。
And he is the Lamb that that God sent.
他就是要神特别要来做世人挽回祭的那一个无罪义的那个。赎罪祭的
，and this is the person that will redeem all our sins。
所以要认识、要接受耶稣就是救主。
So we have to receive Jesus Christ as our Savior。
如果没有认识、没有接受耶稣，那就没有办法真的进入神的国。
And so if you do not receive Jesus Christ, then you can never enter into kingdom of God。
主耶稣他用他的话语，让当时候来找他画饼人就知难而退了。
And Jesus Christ used his word to put away the people that wants to find fault in him.
当时候主耶稣他接下去在马可福音第十二章，他接下来反问众人一个问题了。
And later on, Jesus Christ replied and asked the multitude a question.
第三十五节哈
，verse 35，
他就问他们说，他文士怎么说基督是大卫的子孙呢
？And he asked.How is it that the scribes said that the Christ is the son of David?
第三十六节
36.
然后大卫他被圣灵感动说我主对我主说你住在我的右边等我使你的仇敌坐你的脚凳
Verse 36. For David himself said by the Holy Spirit, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit in my right hand till I make your enemy your footstool.
三十七节大卫既自己称他为主他怎么又是大卫的子孙呢
Therefore, David himself calls him Lord. How is he then his son?
众人都喜欢听他。
And people like to hear this.
那主耶稣他讲的这句话是诗篇一百一十篇第一节的经文呢。
And Jesus is quoting the book of Psalm, chapter 110, verse 1.
主耶稣自己用他用旧约圣经，他们当时候犹太人所很敬爱的这个大卫王的诗来。告诉他们一个道理。
And Jesus Christ used the psalm that is written by King David, which is beloved by the Jews.
第一个主对我主说，这个主啊，第一个主啊，那是谁呢
？The Lord said to my Lord, "Who is this first Lord?"
那第二个这个我主又是谁呢
？And who is this my Lord?
哦，所以我们如果读圣经的时候。去分辨，去想想他到底在讲什么。
So when we read the Bible, we have to know who this is talking about.
哦，所以。这个你坐在我的右边，所以你就是我这个 前面第一节那个我主嘛哈。
So you sit at my right hand. This is referring to the first Lord.
哦，所以其实大卫他这一篇他这一句话来讲的就是有关于主耶稣基督的预言的部分呢。
So King David is prophesying Jesus Christ.
这个是天父对基督哈这个受膏者讲的。
And this is what Heavenly Father said to the Anointed One.
那所以当时候主耶稣基督这个身份早在旧约时代就已经一直预言到的。
So Jesus Christ is prophesied in the Old Testament already.
所以大卫他说自己称他做主，称这个基督是他的主啊。
So King David called this person his Lord.
可是他说这位主又是从大卫的子孙出来的。
But this Lord comes from the descendants of him.
他这个道理直接讲主耶稣基督的先存性，他早在时间。在我们人类的历史之外，它就存在，它就进入人的历史系统里面来了。
So before time, Jesus Christ has already been in into the human being.
他是在我们人类之先呢。
And he is before a human being.
好，所以现在主耶稣基督他其实是天上的神道成肉身了。
So Jesus Christ is the heavenly Father who became flesh.
他还没有来以前，他就在。旧约圣经这个先知的信息里面就先预言下来的。
Before he actually came to earth, he's already prophesied in the Old Testament.
所以其实主耶稣他当时候他在讲这些经文的时候，他说众人都很喜欢听。
So when Jesus spoke of this verse, people like to hear it.
表示说主耶稣把这个旧约圣经的道理都讲活了。
So he has spoke the message in the Old Testament.
让他们都了解旧约圣经的预言部分呢。
And they understood the prophecy in the Old Testament.
后来众人就不敢再问他什么了。
So after this, no one dared to question him.
因为他们认为主耶稣是你不可能用什么话去抓他把柄，你会失败的。
And they understood that there's nothing you can do to find fault in what Jesus said.
因为他就是这么有智慧，他就是这么有权柄。
Because this is his authority, and this is how wise he is.
这其实都在。加强一个概念，就是耶稣基督他是天上的真神。
And this is to emphasize a concept that Jesus Christ is God in heaven.
今天我们要进入神的国度。
So in order for us to enter into the kingdom of God,
首先我们要真的愿意有这个尽心尽力尽心爱主我们的神这样一个概念。
So the first thing we have to do is we have to know that we have to love the Lord our God with heart, with our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
要真的把这个爱神的心转换成我们看得见的这个周围的人去爱他们。
And from this love, we have to transform it to love the people around us.
那其实这样的一个做法，最后我们一定是要归在耶稣里面，在主耶稣里面领受他的救赎之后，我们很自然的会有这样的一个表现出来了。
And at the end, we have to transform this into loving Jesus Christ and live our life accordingly.
要进入耶稣里面，认识耶稣是谁。
And to enter into Jesus Christ and know who Jesus Christ is.
如果我们真的认识耶稣以后
，And after we know who Jesus Christ is,
我们就很感谢主耶稣给我们的救恩。
Then we will appreciate His salvation for us.
然后我们就会真的很尽心尽力的爱他。
And this is when we can love Him with our heart and soul.
那爱神呢、啊？我们如果从那个马可福音所读的从11章12章来看呢、啊？
And for Mark chapter 11 and 12.
我们如果真的认识主的人呢，我们就会听主的话。
And if we really understood the Lord, then we will listen to Him.
所以，如果是爱神的人，他一定会听神的话。
So for those who love God, they will listen to the word of God.
这是主耶稣他自己传福音的，他这样说、啊。
So when Jesus Christ was preaching, he said.
我们看马可福音约翰福音第十五章。
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章
The book of John chapter 15
十五章我们看第九节第十节
Verse 10
约翰福音十五章的第十节
John chapter 15 verse 10 If you keep my commandments you would abide in my love just as I have kept my father's commandment and abide in his love
这里说你们若遵守我的命令就藏在我的爱里面
Because if you keep my commandments you will abide in my love
好那如果我们如果会爱神的人一定会遵守神的话
So if we if we love God then we will keep his commandments
好看14章约翰福音14章21节
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 14, verse 21.
21节.
Verse 21. He who has my commandments and keep them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
好，说这里说，有了我的命令又遵守人，这个人就是爱我的。
Oh, if you know the commandments of God and keep them, then this is a person who loves me.
所以我们说我们爱神，其实最直接的方式就是主耶稣所说的话，我们照着去做而已。
So if we love God, the most important thing is for us to do what Jesus Christ said.
所以今天我们说尽心尽力去爱主我们的神，就是要去遵照神的吩咐去行事为人。
So for us to love the Lord with all our heart and soul, it is to obey His commandments.
那要听神的话，有时候我们讲就是这样讲，就觉得好像很笼统。
And so to listen to the word of God, it sounds very vague.
但其实是我们生活的每一个层面，我们都会想到。主耶稣跟我们所讲的话。
But in every aspect of our life, we need to listen to, we need to understand the word.
比如说，我们看马可文第十一章。
For example, Mark chapter 11.
马可文十一章。
Mark chapter 11.
从第一节到第六节。
From verses 1 through 6.
这是主耶稣要进耶路撒冷城的时候，他跟他的门徒说：“你们去对面的村子里面去牵那一只驴驹来。”
And before Jesus Christ entered into Jerusalem, he told his disciples to go into the near village to find a colt.
主耶稣他要按照圣经旧约圣经的预言呢，他要骑着驴驹进耶路撒冷城。
And Jesus Christ is following the prophecy in the Old Testament to enter into Jerusalem.
好，现在要去找那只驴驹啊。
So now for the disciple to find the colt.
所以两个门徒，主耶稣跟他们说：“你们去把它牵来。”
And Jesus Christ told the two disciples to go and find the colt.
啊，如果有人问你说为什么要牵这样，你就跟他说主要用它。
And if anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Then tell them that the Lord has need of it.
那个人一定会马上就让你们把这个驴子牵来的。
And this person will let you take the colt immediately.
好，然后他们这两个人就照着主的吩咐，这个是一个任务，他们就去做了。
So these two disciples followed the instruction of Jesus Christ and did it.
果然看到了这匹驴驹在那里地上。
And sure enough, they saw a colt.
啊，他们就真的把它解开。
And they untied it.
就要带走了。
And took it.
可是那里的人就问他说：“你们解他做什么？”
And the person there asked him, "What are you doing this?"
他们就第六节说：“门徒照着耶稣所说的话回答，那些人就任凭他们牵去了。”
And the disciple replied in verse 6, "So they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go."
他们这两个人是照主的吩咐去做事。
And these two people followed the instruction of Jesus Christ.
他们就照主所告诉他们的话去回答。
And they answered the person according to what Jesus Christ told them.
他那个事情就这么简单。
And the things, and then it happened.
就是好像就很容易就完成了一个任务了。
And this mission was accomplished easily.
今天如果这个是我们的话，我们一定会想很多很多的。如果怎么样说怎么办
？So if this happened to us, we may question what do we do and what do we say.
但是主耶稣他就讲这么一句话。那如果他问了，你就说主要用他。
So Jesus Christ said, if they ask you, then just answer them by saying the Lord has a need of it.
照主的话回答事情很简单的。
So if you follow the instruction of the Lord to answer him, then everything's easy.
有时候我们会把主的话说。这样子这么容易就可以了吗？不需要解释什么吗
？So sometimes we question, do we just say this? Is it this easy?
真的不用啊。
And sure enough, we
真的就他们这样讲，那他说驴就让他们牵走了。
And they said this, and they took the colt.
所以我们说，我们今天要爱神。
So when we say we love God,
其实最简单的方法
，so the simplest thing,
就是主耶稣说什么，我们就做什么。
And we do whatever Jesus Christ said.
有时候我们不用考虑太多。
We don't need to consider too much.
因为这个就是在呈现出我们的信心。我们信是得着的，就必得着。
And this manifests our faith. If we have the faith, it will be done.
我们要爱神，要听神的话嘛。
If we love God, we listen to Him.
我们要听神的话，就是要对神的话有信心的。
And if we listen to Him, we must have faith in His word.
如果我们对神的话没有信心，我们就做不下去了。
And if we do not have faith in His word, then we no longer can do it.
那这个信心是怎么看的
？So how do we know if a person has a faith？
你看马可福音第十一章。
Let's turn back to Mark chapter 11.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
主耶稣跟他的门徒说：“你们要信服神。
”And Jesus said to his disciple, "Have faith in God."
那个这个门徒是看了主耶稣对那个无花果树所讲的话之后，那个无花果树隔天就枯干了这件事情，
And this happened after the disciples saw that Jesus Christ spoke to the fig tree, and the fig tree dried up the next day.
那主耶稣就跟他说：“你们要对神有信心呢。”
And Jesus Christ told them, "Have faith in God."
然后接下去第十一章的第二十三节。
And in chapter 11, verse 23,
主耶稣告诉他们什么叫信心。
And Jesus explained what faith means.
无论何人对这座山说：“你挪开此地，投在海里面。”他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。
Verse 23, for surely I said to you, whoever said to this mountain, be moved and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he said will come to pass, he would have whatever he says.
即使像要把山移开这么困难的事情，他说只要你心里不疑惑，信他所说的必成就成了。
And even if something's this difficult to move a mountain, if you believe it,It will be done.
好，所以第三二十四节说，
In verse 24,
凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，他只要信是得着的，就必得着。
Whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them.
这让我们看到这个信心的能力。
And this is the power of faith.
那这个信心，这个就是愿意相信主所说的。
And having faith is to believe what Jesus Christ said.
主所应许的必然实现。
And what the Lord promised will.Be fulfilled.
十一章前面那两个门徒，他就真的相信主耶稣所讲的话。
And the two disciples in chapter 11 believed the word of the Lord.
他们就照这样去做，照这样回答。
They follow accordingly and answer accordingly.
没有疑惑。
There's no doubt.
所以其实今天我们很多问题来自于我们心里疑惑了。
And today we have many problems because we have doubts in our hearts.
雅各书说，如果我们心里疑惑，就像海中的波浪啊，就得不到什么。
And like in the book of James, if we have doubt, we're waving in the sea.
那他说，如果疑惑，我们就会体验不到神话语的能力的。
And if we have doubt, we will not experience the power of the Lord.
那最后会影响到我们没有办法真的去爱神。
And it will cause us not to love God.
哦，所以我们说，我们今天要进入神的国度。我们首先一定要爱神呢。
So for us to enter into the kingdom of God, the first thing we must do is to love God.
尽心尽力的去，愿意去顺服神的话，照神的话去行。
And to love God with our heart and soul.
相信这个是一，实际上就是有时候就是一个概念，我们愿意这样做。
And we must do it with our belief.
主耶稣就帮助我们。
Then Jesus Christ will help us.
所以在哥林多前书，他特别又强调，有时候信心是个恩赐啊。
And that's why in 1 Corinthians, it says that having faith is a gift.
我在造就教会的各种恩赐当中，其中有一项叫信心呢。
And one of the many gifts is faith.
这是为什么说我们如果缺乏信心，我们要跟主耶稣求。
So if we lack faith, we have to pray to the
Lord. 有这个信心之后，
after we have the faith,
我们心里就不疑惑。
Then we will have no doubt.
不疑惑，我们就有办法去做。
Then we can do it.
我们去做的时候，我们就是真的是爱神。
Then when we do it, this is when we love God.
那我们在各种生活里面、各种不同的情况里面，我们都愿意去照神的吩咐来实行的时候。
So in every aspect of our life, we can follow His will.
其实我们就真的在尽心尽力尽心去爱主我们的神。
Then this is when we love the Lord with our heart, soul, and mind and strength.
那这样子，我们其实就更进入神的国度了。
And this is how we can enter into the kingdom of God.
我们真的离神的国不远。
Then we are not far from the kingdom of God.
那除了这个部分之外，
other than this part,
主耶稣特别说要爱人如己。
Jesus Christ also said you must love your neighbor as yourself.
好，爱人如己这件事情，我们如果人跟人之间都很好的时候，应该没有什么问题。
And if everybody get along with one another, then there's no problems.
对我们今天常常听道理的人来说，我们都知道这是神对我们的要求。
But today we often hear that this is the requirement of God.
但现在问题就出在，当如果我们跟人之间有不愉快的时候怎么办呢？
But the problem is, what if we have some quarrel between the brothers and sisters?
就好像你那个夫妻，如果生活都很顺利的时候，都会彼此相爱。
And if the husband and wife get along very well, then they love one another.
生活都很好的时候，都很甜蜜啊。
If everything goes very smoothly, then everything's good.
但是如果遇到意见不同了，有争吵的事情发生的时候。
But if there's different opinions,
这个感情有没有基础，就看怎么去面对这个不愉快的事情。
And whether you have a firm foundation will be seen.
如果有同样信仰的，就靠着主啊，就靠着神解决了。
And if you both have the same faith, then you can rely on God to resolve this.
如果没有神的人碰到这个吵架的时候，就分道扬镳，各走各的了。
And those who do not have God in their heart, when they face problems, they will go their separate ways.
所以那个感情真正要受考验，就是遇到有冲突的时候。
So the test of love is when you have conflict.
一样的，我们今天说我们跟人之间要彼此相爱。
Likewise, we say we have to love one another.
我们大家如果都很和谐的时候，这个没有什么问题。
And if everybody gets along, then we have no problems.
但是 万一有的时候我们跟人有意见不同的时候怎么办？
But when there's different opinions，
或者是甚至更严重的，有时候有争吵。
Or even more seriously, if you're fighting with one another，
这个时候我们还可以能够爱这个人像我爱我自己吗？
And at this time, can you still say you love this person as yourself？
那如果我们没有办法做到这一点，
And if we cannot do this，
那我们的离神的国就越来越远。
Then we're far away from the kingdom of God。
但是我们又在口口声声说我们是在我们是神的国。
But we still say that we're still we're near the kingdom of God。
那这个就是为什么有人会说，我们如果没有把神的道理行出来，我们就是假冒为善，我们在用我们的嘴唇在敬拜神。
So this is why people say that if you cannot perform what you have heard, then you're a hypocrite。
所以我们今天要把这个主耶稣讲的这个道理实行出来。
So this is why we have to do what is taught in the Bible by Jesus Christ。
特别是当我们跟人跟人间有一些不愉快的事情的时候，特别要小心的。
And especially when you have quarrel between one another, you have to be very careful。
那我们先来看马可福音第十一章。
Let's turn back to Mark chapter 11。
马可福音第十一章。
Mark chapter 11。
第二十五节
，verse 25，
二十五节到二十六节
，verses 25 through 26, 25. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. 26. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses.
这两节圣经在讲这个饶恕的问题。
And these two passages talked about the concept of forgiveness.
你看这个。这个马可福音他在写的时候，他现在把主耶稣讲他讲信心这个能力讲完之后，他现在接下去马上放了这个在祷告的时候有关于饶恕的道理放接下来哦。
And after talking about the power of faith, it talked about the concept of forgiveness.
他为什么会这样放？
And why does it do this?
一定有他的道理。至少当时候马可在写的时候，他一定有他的想法。
And when Mark wrote this letter, he must have his train of thought.
第二十三节在讲这个以奈座山呢，把那个山要挪开。
In verse 23, talks about removing a mountain.
这个今天在我们的生活里面，有时候我们跟人如果有冲突的时候，
and when there's,
那个障碍就好像一座山挡在我们面前一样。
And when there's conflict between us and someone, then it is like a mountain.
今天我们如果跟人之间没有办法和好，
if we cannot get along with somebody,
有一些冲突如果没有办法化解，
and if we cannot resolve the conflict,
那这个就像那个山一直挡在我们要进入神国的路上。
And this mountain will hinder us from entering into kingdom of God.
我们进不了神的国度。
We cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
那我们在这里祷告，特别说祷告的时候，我们如果没有饶恕的心，他说神也不会垂听。
So when you pray, if you do not forgive another, then God will not listen to your prayer.
天父如果不饶恕我们，我们怎么可能进神的国度呢？
And if God, Heavenly Father, does not forgive you, how can you enter into the heavenly kingdom?
所以现在要爱人如己。
Now to love one another.
其实从这里看来，最重要的一件事情
，The most important thing is，
要先懂得彼此饶恕。
You must understand to forgive one another。
我们如果能够真的饶恕以后，才有办法真正彼此相爱。
And if you can truly forgive one another, this is when you can love one another。
所以，我们弟兄姐妹当中，如果万一有什么不愉快，过去有什么不愉快的
，So if there's any conflict between brothers and sisters in the past，
我们一定要靠着主耶稣基督的帮助，把这个障碍拿走。
Then we must rely on the help of Jesus Christ to remove this obstacle.
这样子，我们就是在实行主耶稣所讲的这个道理。
And this, then we are exercising what Jesus Christ said.
我们真的爱人如己，因为我们不愿意我们是离神的国很远的人呢。
To love one another because we don't want to be a person who is far away from the kingdom of God.
爱要饶恕人，这个需要。这个真的需要神帮助我们。
And to forgive one another, we must solicit the help of God.
我们有时候真的要回转像小孩子的样式。
We must return back to like the children.
你看小孩子，他们吵一吵以后，很容易就好了。
And after children have quarrel, after a while, they're okay.
但有时候大人哦，一有冲突以后，哦，就很难化解。
But for adults, if they have conflict, it's very hard to resolve.
心里面就存在一个疙瘩。
And there's obstacle in their heart.
这个疙瘩就让我们跟人有距离。
And this will cause us to have distance with another person.
那这个距离一定会成为一种障碍。
And this will become an obstacle.
就把我们从神的国度拉开了。
And it will pull us away from the kingdom of God.
我们说我们要爱神，我们爱人。
And we say we have to love God and love man.
但是最后我们都会发现，好像没有什么感动。
But at the end, we cannot accomplish it.
但是如果今天我们看圣经，我们能够了解到这个道理。
But if today you look at the Bible, you understand this concept.
那主耶稣一定会跟我们这样讲。
Then Jesus Christ will tell us.
不但我们离神的国不远。
Not only you are not far from the kingdom of God.
我们其实真的就在神的国度里面。
We're actually inside the kingdom.
在神的国度里面，所有人都是好的。
And inside the kingdom of God, everyone is good.
所以你看以赛亚书在预言呢，将来这个神的国实现在我们当中的时候是什么样的情景
？And in the book of Isaiah, it describes the situation when a kingdom of God is dwelt in us.
你看我们现在看以赛亚书第十一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章
Isaiah chapter 11
第六节
verse 6，
请读第六节到第九节。
Please read verses 6 through 9. Verse 6: The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb; the leopard shall lie down with the young goat; the calf and the young lion and the fatling together; and a little child shall lead them. Verse 7: The cow and the bear shall graze.Their young ones should lie down together, and the lion should eat straw like the ox. Verse 8, the nursing child should play by the cobra's hole, and the winged child should put his hand in the viper's den. Verse 9, they should not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth should be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and the waters cover the sea.
Amen.你看这里这样一个神的国度是多么完美。
And this is how wonderful the kingdom of God is.
他在神的圣山的，在神的国度里面，这一切都不伤人不害物的。
And in the kingdom of God,
是和谐的。
Everything, everybody gets along.
每一个受造物，他都了解神的知识，都有神的知识。
And everything is under all the creation are under the control of God.
知道神的原则，爱神爱人。
They know to love God, to love man.
他们真的能够在生活里面实行出来。
And they can really do this in their lives.
那我们今天如果这样去做了以后
，But today, if we can do this,
其实我们发现我们人跟人之间其实没有什么事情是大到会值得让我们因此不能够进神的国度。
And we will realize that there's nothing big enough to hinder us from entering into kingdom of God.
我们一定要。把神的主耶稣这个道理把它行出来
And we must do this.
让教会真的像一家人一样
Then the church will be like one family.
每一个人都能够彼此相爱
And everyone can love one another.
都能够彼此饶恕
To forgive one another.
互相代求
To intercede for one another.
那这样子这个教会里面就是神的爱的家
Then this will be a family of love.
我们每一个人都很乐意的来这里祷告
And everyone is willing to come here to pray.
来这里亲近神
To come draw near to God.
我们来看雅各书
Let's turn to the book of James.
第五章
Chapter 5.
雅各书第五章
Book of James, chapter 5.
第十六节
Verse 16. James, chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
你看这里说要彼此认罪，要互相代求。
And here's to confess your trespasses and pray for one another.
那我们的病可以得医治。
So your sickness will be healed.
这个病有时候是不只是肉体的，包括我们心里的。
And this illness may not be physical, may be in our heart.
义人祷告所发的力量是大有功效的。
The prayer of the righteous man avails much.
我们如果真的能够爱神爱人
，If we can truly love God and
我们真的在耶稣基督里面。
And we're truly in Jesus Christ.
我们是在主耶稣眼前是个义人。
And in front of Jesus Christ, we are called a righteous.
不但是身份上被称义
，Not only in your status.
包括我们的生活、我们的行为，通通都是合乎神的义的原则。
And not only also in our love, in our deeds, we are righteous.
那这个义人祷告所发的力量就大有功效的。
And the prayer of the righteous man avails much.
那这样子，我们的教会就是充满能力的。
Then our church will be filled with power.
我们有什么事情来到教会祷告就解决。
And if you have any problems when you come to church to pray, it will be resolved.
这就是神的国就在我们当中。
And this is when the kingdom of God is within us.
神的这个国度里面享受神的救恩。
And we're enjoying the salvation in the kingdom of God.
愿我们的教会都能够成为真的神的国度。
And may our church can truly become the kingdom of God.
在那里，众人可以经历神的能力。
Then everyone will experience the power of God.
在这里能够享受神的爱。
And here we can enjoy the love of God.
愿主耶稣带领帮助我们。
And may Jesus Christ guide us and help us.
我们再一起来祷告，一起来唱诗。
And let us sing hymn.
418首。
408.